And welcome everyone to our show, Woo-hoo. The Being Curious Show. Woohoo! So Kelly, today was a special one. It's not every day that we get to have, I would call a friend. You know, Leslie Wegleitner is someone we've talked with personally, you and I, many, many, many times. She's already been on the show. What was really special about this show was that she actually came totally prepared to talk through our charts, our human design charts. And she did so in a way where you and I just kept the light bulbs just kept going off in a really, really good way. This was a great show.
Yeah, I really loved it. And it was interesting because she just dialed right in. It was like whoop, and it was just fantastic. And I think there's a lot for people to unpack, whatever kind of relationship that you are in, the tools that she provides are fantastic. So enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, Kelly, my dear co-host and friend.
Hello, Brian.
I am a little curious because just before our show today, you sent me a text because one of the things on your to-do list this morning was getting to the post office. So I'm curious if you could share a little bit about what happened this morning. How's that possible?
Well, actually, I'm making some new friends at the post office.
Weren't there like two people that you feel you would completely not work with anyone else because maybe they don't like you, but there's two people that kind of like you?
Yeah. Well, so everybody, ooh, hello. Let's send love to whoever the sirens are about. I mail a lot of packages all around the country and now into Canada. And when I show up with my little cart at the post office in the line, let's just say like the death stares that I get in the line, they're not very welcoming, right? But like this morning, so I had my little cart and then there was a guy that was shipping two boxes internationally and he started before me and he was still there when I was done with my 25 packages. So they were looking at me as the bad girl, but oh, no, no, no. Right?
You were efficient.
I was efficient. Anybody at the USPS, thank you very much for sending our stuff all over the... Yeah. Very grateful. But yeah, it's really interesting. But I show up ready to go. Like, I have everything labeled. I have everything verified. You know, as I'm not one of those people in line that are, like, still filling things out and, like, is this work? And I need... Oh, can I have some tape? Yeah. So...
So is this like a Christmas come early, or what are you sending around the
every 8 weeks? I am a Christmas come early. There we go. Like, right. Absolutely. Like that's I'm the gift that keeps on giving 10 out of 10 times.
And the gift that keeps on giving is it not the Edge magazine?
It's all amazing things that we do. Yes. It's fantastic.
Do you have any new drop spots for anyone out there listening?
We have 25 new drop spots, you guys. Like, and Leslie, who our guest is today, she is like a magical friend in the Edge. We're actually hitting both coasts now. So we are in Mount Shasta, California. We are in Sedona, Arizona. We're in Brooklyn and New York. We're picking up some stuff in Boston. And our new target is New Orleans. I needed to say that properly. So got to get the right twang with it. But yeah, like we're totally growing. And it's lovely because people see the magazine and they love that it's in print and they love that we craft it with beauty and great content and great directory. And just it's so much. And like for anyone that's a business owner out there with small business, like this is such a passion project and the show and everything that we're doing in our curiosity world. But it's a lot. And I think we should do a show sometime just on being small business owners, because I know our world and our country is built on small businesses and all of their hard work, but it's a lot. And something my husband said to me last night is he's like, I get you at the end of the night and you're fried. And that was something that really resonated with me. I think Leslie's going to have some insight on that. But he came to me and that really hurt my heart as I've been sitting with that for the last 12 hours of just, he doesn't get the best of me. And yeah, there's Kelly being vulnerable. Hello, everybody. Let's be curious, right?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
This is what we do. And, you know, this show is really about, you know, as we say in the introduction, connecting teachers and seekers, really being that kind of beautiful balance point of, you know, connecting people with, you know, like our extraordinary guest, Leslie, where people really need something. They're looking for help. They're looking for support. And then there's all of the people who are trying to do this professionally, whether it's, you know, having your small business be like a printing shop, or is it, you know, you're building some kind of online platform or service or product. And that's definitely a big part of this show, is really, you know, talking through what it means to be a business owner, what it's like, what's the day to day, how do you handle, you know, relationships and family. And I will say there was this beautiful moment that Kelly had in one of our, you know, pre-show meetings where we were really excited about a certain guest that we're going to have, that Kelly actually read this person's book. And she was looking up at her amazing bookshelf, and this book happened to be like on the top shelf. And it was so cute. In our meeting, she yells, she goes, Steve, I can't reach this book. Can you come in? Steve comes out of frame left, reaches up, grabs the book, hands it to you. And you were so sweet. And you were just, okay, thank you.
I grabbed his butt, too.
And you grabbed his butt. That's great. So there are these cute moments. So here we are. This is the Being Curious show, and we are here with our amazing guest. It's not every day that we have a guest that is, you know, yes, an exceptional professional, but also a friend, as you said earlier, like a friend to the edge. Leslie and I have been meeting for at least a year now, maybe two. We've had a lot of conversations. So our guest today is Leslie Wegleitner. She is the transformative messenger. Her website is lesliewegleitner.com. Mm-hmm. You can find that. I'm not going to spell it out for you on air. Her information will be in the notes. So Leslie, welcome.
It's actually on the little ticker down below.
Right,
we got our little ticker live. Going.
It's right there.
I saw that.
I know, we're like big kids. It's like big kids show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
So what's been going on recently? We've had you on the show before. Give us a little update. What are you up to? What's going on in your world these days?
Oh, you know, the energies have been a little crazy. So it's fascinating to watch people in their own individual way handle the energies or handle what's going on in their world. And it just kind of reinforces what I do and how I like to help others, is to really bring it back to self. You know, it's the only thing that we can really be sure of, you know, at certain times. Other times we're like, oh, who am I? What's going on? Like, but I think these different modalities and different ways of kind of discovering who we are, which is like a journey, it's never ending, really comes into play as our interactions with others are happening. And so that can be kind of intense at times and frustrating and confusing and bring a lot of conflict. But the more we know ourselves and really understand how our energy and the dynamics of our energy really works, then there's this clarity that can come about, and you can kind of pull yourself out of the story that maybe that's happening right in front of you, or you walk away not just, you know, whirling in all these thoughts and confusion, and you can kind of, you know, take your part out and leave the rest. So that's kind of what I've been kind of playing with and watching others interact with. So, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I had a moment last Thursday. Today, for those listening, we're recording in the studio. We often do Tuesdays. And last Thursday, we're about halfway through October 2023. And for anyone paying attention to the news, there's just a lot of turmoil and some really horrific things going on. And I had this moment last Thursday where I genuinely I genuinely felt some fear. Now, I live in Boston, Massachusetts, in America, and you know, there was no imminent threat, you know, at my location. But I did feel there was this kind of sense of fear based on everything that's going on. And you know, I think Leslie, you're a really perfect guest for this moment in time, and maybe you can kind of share for people who might not know you a bit more about specifically what you do, and then you know, maybe your analysis or your intuition around you know, how we can all move through this period of time.
Right. Well, there is so much going on, and you know, and identifying like how your energy works is huge, because like in the moment of you feeling that fear, like I would go to the transits of the human design system and I would look what's transiting through. For me, and actually this is the same for you, Brian, is we have a center called the splenic center, and it's open, and it's fear. It's all related to survival in the now. And when we have it open, there's not a consistent way that we process that energy. But when there's a transit coming through or something globally happening, we can feel that, but it'll be tenfold. And those, you know, it's amazing how, and just to know that and go, okay, well, wait a minute, how much of this is logical, or that's reality of my fear, and how much of it is, you know, just that I'm taking in what's going on around me. And then, well, and you know, amping
just quickly,
it.
Leslie, for those listening, you intimated that you knew this thing about me and maybe my human design. And so I just want everyone to know, prior to this show, Leslie has actually done a complete analysis of my human design and Kelly's human design, and obviously her own. And so just as we wrap up segment one, maybe talk through a little bit about what is human design, and how do you get to that analysis?
Sure. So human design is a way of seeing how your specific energetics and how your energy runs in the world personally, and then interacting with others. And so when I can write, when I see somebody's body graph, it's called a body graph, and it's pulled up through your, just like astrology, your birth date, time, and place. But it also incorporates the Kabbalah and the I Ching and the chakra system. So it's a lot of different modalities kind of wound into this body graph. And it gives a lot of information of the flow of that energy. And so what I do is I take the chart, and then we, you know, do foundational reading of just, you know, the basics of foundations. And then I can take that into possibly, you know, bringing in other charts. And so you can look at relationship stuff, or we can go further deep down into exactly, you know, the interaction of yourself and how that's applying or not applying out in the world. So,
and so that moment, I just wanted to give a little context for this moment where I was feeling that fear. And so maybe since we have that context, maybe describe a bit more about why I'm kind of set up to feel that way.
So, when we have energy that is, defined in the chart, it gives us a specific way of understanding that energy. So, and we have a strategy to the energy when it comes through. So if you are open in the splenic center, which is about survival, it can come in so many different ways energetically that there's not a foundation for you to grab onto and make sense of sometimes. And so when something's transiting through, all of a sudden you have this, you know, energy of fear of the future. Like all of a sudden, you're panicking about your finances, and oh my gosh, in 10 years, I'm going to be broke. And then you look at the transit, or you look at somebody that's right by you, you know, your family member comes, and you're like, oh, that's right. Well, they have that gate, and it was just triggering within myself that, you know, what was coming about. And then you step away, and you're like, okay, well, I really don't have that much anymore. And it also just kind of helps you mentally put it all in perspective and go, okay, is this really a reality? Let me really feel into the body. That's a big thing. Feel into the body. And is this really true? Is this really truth to me?
You know, what I get on it also is it mine? is to check in. And because when I work with clients and we're dealing with a lot of even like societal, the collective or even ancestral, and mm-hmm. there could be something that they're a pattern they're repeating. I see it like Go-Go Gadget, like the old like Go-Go Gadget arms, and like they like extend out and then bags. And then I'll ask what's mine or what's theirs. And most of the time, a lot of bags drop and they're just stuck with a couple things that are actually theirs. So I feel I wanted to add that to you. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, and that's kind of that's the part of knowing self, right? If you know your own energy and your energetics and how it works, then you're able to do that process quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can certainly confirm that morning it was that process of the hit, being in it, and then also finding my way through it by doing that and going, well, here I am in my apartment in Boston. I'm safe. And yes, I'm aware and conscious of all these bad things, but I'm safe. And now the next step is, well, is there anything I can do to be helpful? So we'll continue to have this conversation. We are very grateful that you're here with us, Leslie.
And thank you.
We're actually going to do a show reading, or at least a look at how and why Kelly and I work together. Hopefully it's a good thing. We'll find out. So for all of those listening in, this is the Being Curious Show. We will be back for segment two. See you then.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your ultimate holistic destination. More than just a dispensary, we're ready to soothe your seasonal ailments as we're your haven for plant-based remedies. Drop by our Carver or Jordan locations or check us out online at strainsoftheearth.com. Want to explore the peaceful Strains of the Earth sanctuary in our Jordan location? We have yoga for all, meditation retreats, sound healing, events, and more to help you find your inner zen. We have everything you need for our harmonious holiday season. Find out what we have to offer at mnsotesanctuary.com. That's mnsotesanctuary.com. Strains of the Earth is your one-stop shop for all things holistic, from healing herbs to wellness practices. Stock up on your seasonal essentials and nurture your well-being with us. Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian. That's Kelly. We are with Leslie. And we've had a wonderful time talking through a little bit about what's going on presently with you. And we were able to talk through a little bit about this personal experience that I've had recently. And you started talking through kind of the how and the why that I experienced that. And what we're really excited about here in segment two is that you've actually done some pre-show work on myself and Kelly and the show. And so I'm going to just enjoy and listen and really let you run this segment, Leslie. So go for it.
Okay, great.
The floor is yours.
This is my most favorite work, is to bring charts together, because I just find it so fascinating. And it's really... such a fertile way to learn about self. You know, we always see aspects of others outside of ourselves, and we don't always make the connection that most likely it's part of who you are. Also, so when I brought you guys' charts together, I was not surprised because I had this hit before I even did it, is that, well, I'm going to back up a little bit. So human design, there's three foundational pieces, and it's type, strategy, and authority. And these are basically, if you're using these in your life, the strategies of these three parts, everything else can fall into place. Without these, it's just going to be information and it's not going to be very helpful. So when I ran you guys' charts, you guys are both manifestors, and that's your type. So it's actually, so your type, strategy, and authority is the same. That doesn't mean that your charts are anything alike, but those three foundational pieces are the same. And why that's so important when you're in relationship is it's like you just have this knowing of how you are and how you like to be treated or how you would like to interact. And it's just kind of an unspoken thing, and you just do it for each other, right? So with the type of a manifestor, it's only 8% of the population. So it's not even that common. And so that you both are that, that's pretty interesting. It's a very impactful energy in the world, and you get noticed. I mean, like when your energy enters into a room or even like you're on the radio, people kind of will turn and look. I mean, it's an impactful energy. You guys are both, you thrive for freedom. You both have this element of wanting your freedom, which isn't surprising. You're entrepreneurs, you know, doing your own thing. You're drawn to be leaders. And, you know, leading the edge and doing that is perfect. But one thing, when you're in the mode of creating, you don't want to be interrupted. So that's something with with manifestors, is it's really annoying. It's kind of like, like, leave me alone. I'm in the mode here. Don't, you know, it kind of goes with the freedom thing. And you'll have like bursts of these energies of inspiration, and then you'll be all in. But then there's times that you're going to need to kind of pull back and have that rest time also, just because of configuration of being a manifestor. You don't have like the sustainable energy as like a generator would. But so this also creates the strategy for you guys of informing. So the informing aspect of this is just what it means. It's like when you leave the room, you need to inform people. If you're going to do something that's impactful on others, you inform people. And then you like to be informed. You don't like to be told what to do, but you like to be informed. And so that's like really, I have a manifestor son, and it just can so resonate with that. And, you know, when you leave a room, people are going to notice that. It's going to be like, well, what just happened, right? So then the signpost to that is anger. So when things are not in alignment or you're feeling a little bit off and you're angry, then you know something needs to change. And the other signpost to that is when things are going well, it's this inner peace that happens for you. When things are flowing and it feels good, then there's this peaceful aspect. And you guys are both emotional authority. So these are the three, the type, the strategy. The strategy was the informing. And the signpost with the anger and the peace. And now the authority is emotional. You guys both have emotional authority. I find this to be pretty important in a relationship if you're both emotional authority, because there's this aspect. This is what's going to slow the manifestor down. Manifestors are fast. It's like, let's get this done. Let's go, 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 go. But the authority aspect and the emotions are going to slow you down to the point where you need this time to process your emotions, to know that there's no truth in the now, and to contemplate the decision. It's your decision-making strategy. So, and you both have the exact one of the same channels, which is a pretty drastic, it's kind of a rise and a fall. And then to know not to make a decision when you're on your low, and don't make a decision when you're on your high. It's kind of like in this neutral where you're going to gain your clarity within, you know, that decision. So now that you both have that, will you be on the wave at the same time? Probably not. So that could be just an understanding to know, you know, kind of go back and forth on that, like what feels right for you today. And then tomorrow could totally be different, right? So you both have that one. And then Brian.
Well, and Leslie, yeah. Can I just say something for that? Because I think that's a really, I think Kelly and I would both say that's one of the, that's maybe one of our favorite parts of our professional and personal relationship is that we have such a trust in each other's intuition mm-hmm. that when someone says, hey, give me like a day or a week or a month, like mm-hmm. whatever we happen to be discussing, whether it's a strategy or a guest on the show or something, there's such a level of being at peace when the other person says that because mm-hmm. we know how legitimate it is.
Yeah.
So and I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what you were saying is that mm-hmm. we have this awareness of like the difficulties we could get ourselves in mm-hmm. and we so trust the other person that we put that at peace because we allow, we give the other person the credence for whatever's important to them in that moment.
Let me give a real world example, and I think people will resonate with that. Brian and I were meeting today and we're having some new actions, and we're also very heart-centered with each other, so you can have a very courageous conversation and make up a very strong point in a soft way because we know that the other person is heart-centered. I get so many emails, so many phone calls, so many texts every day. It's just part of my world. And Brian, in this beautiful, strong, but beautiful way, was like, okay, what's the best way that we can talk? If I need to get a hold of you or somebody else needs to get a hold of you instantly, how is it? And I went and installed WhatsApp on my phone. So now I know that if I have a little bubble that pops up on WhatsApp, that I need to make sure that I take care of it. And he did it in such a soft, kind way where other people would have been like, ah, he just did it. And he only had to say it once. And I totally got what he was saying. And it was mm-hmm. just, it was very impactful and very kind. And I think that's something that we have each other's back, and we can have, again, those courageous conversations and be very direct, but also supportive and kind, because it is for the best of us and what we're doing and our mission and the project at hand and. So I just backed right. Leslie up on 10 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You really did. You did. And once again, being the same, being both manifestors, that informing, you know, you were informed of what your needs were. And then you were able to hear that and resolve that in an, you know, efficient manner that works for both of you. Where that's where it comes in is if someone is not a manifestor, doesn't really understand that, and that someone comes in and informs them, then they could take it really personal and respond completely different and not have the same experience. And so to understand that in the dynamics of a relationship is really important to get, you know, to get that to that level of that understanding and knowing the other person. But yeah, emotions are, you know, can be really challenging in a relationship. And so knowing that both of you are going to have different time to be able to step back and to understand, you know, how that flows for each of you. And even to say like, I need a day, I need a week. So, so, so important. And then just in the way that you guys digest and learn and the stimuli from the outside world, it's fascinating because in your chart, you guys are more abstract. You're about the experience. You're about, you know, big thinking, you know, seeing the big picture. But how you guys digest and assimilate the energies is the same. And it's very logical and it's very detail oriented. And it may look like you need to plan and have structure and routine in order to get things to go. And so I found that really fascinating because it's like dual opposite, but you guys both have that in your chart. And so when you come together, you know, you guys can, you know, blow things up, but then you can get to the details and really hammer it out and get it to work. And another part that I found interesting is you guys are both, it's called definition. And so you have islands of energy in your chart, but they don't connect together. So Kelly, you've got two islands that don't connect. Brian, you got two islands that don't connect in different areas of the chart. But when you guys come together, you both bridge those islands. And so, Brian, how you bridge Kelly is for connecting her centers for inspiration and how she conceptualizes the information. And it allows you to bring this information through in an individual way and communicate it to others clearly. So that's what Kelly brings to Brian. And the reverse of that, Brian bridges Kelly an intuitively sense of future knowing through self to bring it on the material plane for you to keep leadership and material abundance to others. And so what a beautiful way that you guys complement each other and kind of bring that out when you guys are together, even enhance it more. And then there's also something called, when people come together, certain centers get defined that weren't defined, and you guys have a 8-in-1 configuration that's called 8-in-1 Have Some Fun. And the reason for that is because you still have one center open, and that's kind of your window going out into the world to experience different things and how you come together. And it's the creative and the life force energy that you guys do that through. So it's like your business, right? Creative and bringing that forth into the world and sharing that with others. So, you know, and then one center that I want to bring up, because there's always, you know, these are all your strengths that you bring together. Then there's going to be little things that can happen and that might not be, that could be challenging. I'm not going to say they are challenging, but you guys bring together the, when you come together, the root center gets defined, which is not separately. So when it's open like that, you can feel the pressures of the world. You can feel the people, you know, projecting on you that you need to get this done and this is a list and da-da. And when you come together, you may feel that a little bit more with each other. But my take when I went a little bit deeper into the chart was you guys are both very abstract. And when you come together, this center gets defined through more of a logical and a problem solving stream. And so I feel like that just enhances more of how you guys can bring your big ideas into a more logical planning state of moving it forward. So that pressure is be more detail orientated, but in a good way. That's kind of what I was.
Well, it's really interesting you bring that up, because, you know, that definition I can really see so clearly in our Kelly and I's partnership, because I can feel energetically. Sometimes we're on calls with, you know, a number of different team members, and I can feel, and I think Kelly can feel this like energetic overwhelm of, whoa. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a lot at stake here. There's a lot of people that need direction and time and energy. And Kelly and I do a really good job of also spending time, especially in those moments. We'll just bring it back to her and I. And mm-hmm. it's almost like we both just get to like breathe. Oh. And sometimes we won't even talk business for like 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll just like talk about life, because of what you just shared, that's kind of innate mm-hmm. in us. And it goes back to why we've been able to grow our relationship, personal and professional, because I think we're both very intuitive. So we get these things. And, you know, the invitation really for anyone listening here is how critically important, Leslie, the work that you do is understanding your own human design. I think we're giving some real life information here live on this show, where you're getting to see how my human design and Kelly's human design really are a good pair. And we'd also understand where we're not a good pair, and we can be aware of those things mm-hmm. and really work at it. And so, you know, for anyone out there listening, you know, take our real life experience and your professionalism, Leslie, and you know, as always, our invitation is follow up and follow through with what you've heard today. Yeah. You know, go to Leslie's website, reach out to her. You can see, and it's been validated through Kelly and I, that everything that she is saying, that she's reading, is so spot on and is now as good as our relationship is, Kelly. Like, we can be better as a result of
absolutely
today's, you know, conversation. Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up segment two, we hope that some of those boxes are clicking in your heads out there listening. And we'll be back with Leslie for segment 3. This is the Being Curious Show, and we'll be right back.
Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com.
Attention, curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge Partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.
And we're back. Kelly's shaking her head. Do you want to say why?
No. Okay. No.
Well, for those watching, we wear it all out for you to see it. We had an amazing segment 2 there with you, Leslie, and I do want to give you an opportunity to kind of tie a bow on everything that you shared. You mm-hmm. might have some kind of final analysis or whatever you would call, like, okay, based on all the data, here's my professional insight into you both and your show. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to share that.
Well, it was really fun doing your charts because there was so much resonance there and just so much validation that you guys do really work well together. It's so fun to see that. There's something in the chart that's also called electromagnetics, and that's kind of what draws people together. You have too much of that, yeah, you're going to draw together really fast, but then those will also sometimes become the irritants in the relationship down the road. But once again, you know, everything's energy, and I can't look at a chart and say you're going to make it or you're not going to make it. But what you can do is to really understand what the other person's energy is doing and how they're constructed to, you know, work in relationship, and then how you are, and then how you work that out and bring that together is really between the two of you. But it's so helpful to understand that other person, like, you know what, you know, like projectors can come across really bossy. And to understand that in relationship, well, that's just who they are. They're not degrading me. They're not putting me down. They're just, you know, and you can, you know, you're doing it again, you know, there you are telling me what to do.
Right.
But, you know, it's just kind of, relationships are hard. I mean, because when you're in them, it's a reflection of who you are. And then it's also, you know, can be really irritating to kind of spur your growth and to understand that that's really what it's about. It's about spurring each other's growth. So,
well, and to be able to do it in a safe way, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My husband and I are so different. Like, we're just so incredibly. I am like like this, like you said, like all the time, bubble machine mm-hmm. of this and that. And he is the, I would say that, you know, he's the turtle in the relationship where it's slow, it's steady, but he does everything like right the first time. Where I'm like, ah, let's just do it. Whatever happens, happens. We'll learn. And like, oh, it'll... and he's very concerned about doing things right the first time and crafting and beauty. And right, he does, whether it's making dinner, whether it is painting a room in the house, whatever it is, his car is always clean. I mean, like he just rolls in this cadence that makes me want to be a better person. But we're so incredibly different. And I bet I drive him nuts all the time. And like, I just, right? Because I'm just like, oh, we'll just try this. Like, jump in. I'm like, jump in. But I like to be informed. So I actually heard Bradley Cooper, when he was making A Star Is Born, he had everybody like really know the script. But then on day one, he's like, throw your scripts down. Don't worry about it. Just do all the research and then let it flow. And I do like to be informed. I do like to know everything that I'm jumping into, because I feel like when I am jumping in, I have as much information as I need at that time, if that makes any weird sense. Probably not.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
I think a lot of people in relationships, whether personally or professionally, knowing the human design and working with someone like you with your gifts and abilities, you know, when you work with somebody, again, personally or professionally, you can't change them. You have to meet each other where you're at. And if you're like, oh, okay, I'm a hummingbird, I come at you like this, but I need to know when I'm working with Steve that I need to be like, okay, here's what we need to do. And I need to do it in a way that meets him where he's at and he meets me where I'm at. And without tools like what you're giving us, I can see why there's divorce rates so high. I can see why people don't get along with their managers or their employees, because they're like, well, this is the right way. It's my way. No, no, no. Different. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm starting to channel, so then it just kind of comes in like pictures.
Well, and I think you're hitting it, you know, you're hitting the nail on the head, and you're giving a perfect, you know, personal example. And my it's interesting we're having this conversation with you, Leslie, because I believe fundamentally everyone deserves to have the tools that you can offer, the human design, your exceptional way to walk through this, as you've done with Kelly and I. And I have to share this, or I'm compelled to share this, that the greatest insight I've had in 2023, and it probably will be one of the most important insights I have in my life. I literally was, this was maybe a month ago or 2 months ago. I was driving, and I had this conversation with my girlfriend, and there was something that she said that triggered something in me and had me kind of confused if I should be upset. And I remember I was driving, and it was like I got hit with a bolt of light, and the bolt of light was like, dude, don't take it so personally. Mm-hmm. And I think that right there is the great equalizer. It's like, mm-hmm. get the tools of human design, have all that, but then the equalizer that lets you take those tools and really get the most out of them mm-hmm. is don't take it so personally. I literally, once I had that download, that what came after that was she just worked a straight 10 hours, and she has a lot on her shoulders at her job mm-hmm. and she has life and she has all these other things. And she literally just needed an answer from me. And it wasn't like she was upset or wasn't that she was angry. She literally just wanted to know when I was going to be there. But my ego was like, well, why didn't you say it in this loving, beautiful invitation? You know, like I deserve something like that. And it was just so, and then I said, well, don't take it so personally. And I was like, this woman loves me. She genuinely like is excited to see me and just wants to know when I'm going to be there. And so, as you've shared all this today, it really reminded me of that moment, because mm-hmm. I think that that helps the work that you do, you know, in a big way.
Well, you know, it's all just information, right? It's what we do with the information, and then to remember it and to practice it.
Oh, so, hold on. You just said a big one right there. practice it. You mean actually apply the information.
Apply
to
it. And I think that's a big piece that's
getting missed. It's a huge piece.
It's like people are, you know, doing all these self-discovery stuff, but then they don't practice and utilize it and really dive into that end of it. I mean, otherwise it's just information, you know, and it's, yeah, the awareness is there, but to actually apply it, that's where the work comes in. Right. And for you to kind of like pause and wait, okay, what's her perspective on this? And, you know, you have a lot of, you've got both channels from your emotional center right to the throat. So if something triggers you, it's going to be fast, you know, and it's going to be boom. So for you to be able to pause that is really good. I mean, that's really important for you to do, but also that you acknowledge that's what I needed to do. Because otherwise it could have been a full out blown fight, you know, and once you start, you know how that goes and everything gets wrapped into the.
Well, and that's why, you know, there's all these age old idioms. And I think I'm more and more aware of how true all of these old sayings are that have been around for thousands of years. Knowledge is power. It's like, well, I've now professionally done at least, well, on air, I think we've done 100 interviews. And Kelly and I could both say we've probably easily had about 1,000 of these conversations in our lifetimes with incredible professionals like yourself and at least hundreds more. Mm-hmm. But who would I be if I didn't actually practice these things that I've learned, right? It's like, that's why knowledge is power for good or for bad, because I could be someone that just listens and has all this amazing information and do nothing with it. I mean, what is that about? So,
Or some people project it onto others. They know the information
for bad. Yeah.
It's like they're projecting, well, I know, but yeah. Yes, it's interesting being human and trying to put all these pieces together. And like I say, the best gift you can give anyone, yourself and anyone around you, is to know yourself.
Oh my goodness.
And so, yeah. So Leslie, tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with you. What's the pathway to you? How do people get in touch with you? Because again, for anyone with us right now, it's like,
just call her. Leslie, just make an appointment. I'll just say it. Just cut to the chase. Just call her.
So I just started something new, actually, and it's called Accelerated Introduction to Your Energetic Dynamics. And what I did was I put, instead of just having a session, right, of human design, kind of get the foundation and then it's over and done, or doing a big package of, you know, 10 sessions, this is 3 sessions. And so it's really individual, like what you want to do. So the first one, yeah, we're going to go through the foundation of stuff. You know, we're going to touch on your chart, get the basics. And then you got kind of time to simmer on that and play with it and see what comes up that, you know, you were questioning or had conflict around. And then when the second appointment comes around, we can go more into that, partially into that. We can bring another chart. We can go into, if you're close to your a Saturn return or a Uranus return, we can bring a return and what that phase or that cycle of your life is going to bring for you and what you're going to learn through that. And so we do 3 sessions. And so we kind of touch base and we have a week or two in between, and then we continue the growth in the direction that you want and what you need during this time.
That is brilliant. I love the 3 pack. That is fantastic. Yeah.
And it's open to change and it's open to whatever, you know, customizable to you. Because I find, you know, that's what people, you know, that's what they need right now, because things are changing fast. So, you know, it's hard to, you know exactly what from one week to the next what you're going to need. So, yeah.
And so what would your invitation be for someone listening? What should they do right now?
I'll hop on my website and go under my offerings.
At the bottom of the screen.
And on the bottom of the screen is my is my website. And then the 3 package that I'm talking about is called Accelerated Introduction to Your Energetic Dynamics. So.
And is that, okay, so go to your homepage, and then how do they find that?
Go over to offerings.
Okay.
And then there'll be a drop down, and then it'll be another drop to the offerings, and then it'll get to the page of the scheduling. And I think I don't know if we have that link. I think I gave you guys the direct link.
We'll put it in the show notes. It's all good.
Okay.
No, that'll be good for everybody.
Yeah. That's an easy access.
Easy access. Oh, we could do a show on easy access.
So Kelly, you've had quite a bit of experience with Leslie now, and she's a friend of the Edge and everything, all the connections there. What would be your invitation? What would you say about your experience with Leslie personally, and you know what people could really gain from taking that step, taking action, and potentially, you know, doing this three session offering with her?
Well, I think a lot of people scratch the surface on human design, and like that whole thing is its own standalone modality. And Leslie is like on like this and like dove off the deep end and really researched it. It's not something you can just take a quiz online and then go like, she knows human design. But and then you throw the charts and your astrology, and like she really has done a deep dive in these different components of the modality. And we haven't even talked about her light language, but like there's that beautiful layer. I intuitively got a hit when I met her. Just like this, she's a student and she's a master. Like she's really dug deep, and how she can just come up with things so quickly and beautifully. And everything you've shared so far has been like spot on. I mean, we can't make it up. You could tell on both of our Brian's and mine face that we're just like, oh, yep. And I mean, you would have known, and I would have interrupted you in some really polite way and said, well, I kind of disagree with that, Leslie. Oh, no, I was quiet. I've said barely anything this episode because you are right on. And, you know, we've all been through a lot over the last couple of years. We've all been through a lot. Like, let's just do that. And if you are going through anything in a relationship, personally or professionally, and you're just kind of scratching your head and you're like, but I'm doing it all right, or I think I'm doing it all right, she gives you this different perspective. She gives you these different tools. And it's so worth invest in yourself, invest in your relationship. Again, whether it's personally or professionally, I really, really believe that you should have to work with Leslie before you get married. Like, get engaged and then just like book your session. Like, right? Like, know this. But Brian, like, could you imagine if you and your girlfriend were able to do this before you got married? I mean, don't go to counseling. Just go to Leslie and like figure things out. And you what you do is you're like, okay, so here's where you're aligned. Here are your strong suits. And here's some potential learnings or some roadblocks or something that you might have to learn from. And in the horizon of seeing all your information together, that's mm-hmm. powerful. So that's what I invite people to do, is just book a session, get to know Leslie. Again, her information's on the bottom of the screen, but you know, you don't just go and it's funny, I'm saying like, you don't go to battle with just, you know, flip flops and a short. You pack a bag, you pack a backpack, you have your tools, you sharpen your knives. If you're going to do these things in life, prepare yourself, and the tools are out there, and Leslie's a beautiful guide.
Thank you.
Yeah, I totally agree. To me, Leslie is like, you know, putting the water bottle and the flashlight in your backpack before you head out.
Yeah.
It's the basic, it's the fundamentals. So check out Leslie. Thank you so much for being on our show. You're amazing.
And you know, thank you. It was fun.
Thank you, everyone, for checking in and listening to our show today. We're the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian. That's Kelly. We'll see y'all soon.